Hello everybody, you're listening to Content Creators Club. I'm your host, Pastor Alfred. Today I'd like to tell you to know your audience more than they know themselves. Let's look at the book of Proverbs chapter 31 verse 27 to 29. I'm reading for the Contemporary English Version of the Bible. She takes good care of her family and is never lazy. Her children praise her, and with great pride her husband says, "There are many good women, but you are the best." Praise the Lord. Now, this portion of the scripture talks about the positive testimony that a family has for the woman of the house, the wife and mother. However, this can also apply to you as a business owner or as a content creator. You know, it says she takes care of her family and is never lazy. In the same way, as a business owner or a content creator, you should take care of your audience, of your customers, and never be lazy about taking care of your customers. And it goes on to 28 to say, her children praise her, and with great pride her husband says, "There are many good women, but you are the best." You know, in the same way, your customers should say, "There are many people who are trying to sell me this product. There are many people who are trying to sell me this service, but you are the best." You know, you should know your customers so much that you know how to please them. You know how to give them what they want. You know how to impress them. And you set out. You are not lazy to do it. You set out to impress them, to give them what they want. Let them say of you that there are many businesses, there are many companies, there are many content creators, but you are the best. Why? Because you understand them specifically, and you know what they need and what they really want more than they know themselves, or they think they know themselves. You know, many years ago, I wanted to buy a music CD, and what happened was, because this was the person I always bought music from, he told me, "Don't buy this music CD, you will not like it." I told him, "No, I will like it," because I had watched one music video from that album. I watched one music video from that CD and I liked it. So I said, "Of course I would like it. I've watched one music video from that album. Let me buy the album." And he was like, "No, I don't want to give you the album. You will not like it. You are not the target audience." And I was wondering, of course, this is somebody that I always buy from and I was close to. So, it is actually interesting that somebody refused to sell something to me that I was willing to buy. He actually was like, "I should buy something else that I would not like that." And he went in to suggest that when I come back and say I want to return it, he's not going to take it. And I was like, "No, I'm going to like the album." So what happened was that he reluctantly ended up selling it to me. When I got home and I listened to it, I was like, "I cannot believe I bought this nonsense." Everything was complete trash. I did not like any song at all, apart from that one song that I watched the video for. That was the only song that I could listen to. Everything was trash. But because of that previous conversation, I wondered, how am I going to look now if I can return this CD? But after listening to the album some more, it was just so much trash. I said, it's better I just return it. Any embarrassment is worth it. I cannot keep this CD. So as he saw me coming back, he just looked at me. He said, "I think you have come to return it." So after much talking, he ended up allowing me change it for another CD. But you see, that was somebody who understood his customer better than the customer understood himself. He knew the kind of music that I would like better than what I thought I would like. You see, you should be that kind of content creator. You should be that kind of businessman or woman. You need to know more about your customers' wants and needs more than they themselves know. You know, when you are that kind of person, then you would do what it takes. You are not lazy to do it. You will do what it takes to meet what Debbie wants. You are going outside of the range of their expectation. You are going beyond the realm of their expectation. You are now going into things that they need and they want that they have not even requested for. And when you give it to them, wow, there is so few. There are many good businesses. There are many good content creators, but you are the best. So, we've come to the end of today's broadcast. If you are listening to this broadcast and you've not given your life to Christ, I would like to for you to say this prayer after me and mean it with all your heart. Dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, according to Acts 2:21. So now I call upon the name of Jesus and I ask that you save me. I ask Jesus to come into my heart, to be the Lord of my life. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he came, died, and rose from the dead to set me free from sin and to reconcile me with you. I receive eternal life into my spirit now. I thank you because now I am saved. I am now born again. I am now one of your kids. Hallelujah. If you say that prayer, I congratulate you. I'd like to welcome you into the family of God. You just became a born-again believer in Christ. You are now brothers and sisters in Christ. I would also like you to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I'll ask you to say this prayer to receive the Holy Spirit into your life. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for making me born again. Your word says that you would freely give the Holy Spirit to all those who ask, according to Luke 11:13. I ask that you give me your Holy Spirit to live in me, and as I've asked, I've also received by faith. I thank you, Father, for your precious gifts. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so happy for you. If you've said those prayers, not only have you given your life to Christ, but you've also received the gift of the Holy Spirit. I encourage you to go to Pastor Alfred.com. There are a lot of broadcasts there that will help you in your walk with God. There are also a lot of broadcasts like this and a lot of broadcasts on a variety of different topics that will be a blessing to you. Once again, thank you and God bless you.